This call is being recorded.
Hey, Alan, it is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. We've been kind of playing phone tag, sorry about that.
Yep, I was on another call there and you called and couldn't catch in time.
You're good, no worries. And then let me see where we were at. You were diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, that is right?
That's correct.
Okay. And that would have been in 2021.
Okay.
And then, one second. Sorry, I'm just making sure all this is correct. You did spray Roundup within 20 years of initial diagnosis. And then you did spray Roundup around 40 years or so, correct, altogether?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Roundup for
yeah, I'm 75 years old. I've been using it forever.
Okay, yeah, no. And then at least around, roughly, to the best of your knowledge, around 500 hours of exposure. And then you did spray Roundup for at least 1 year before being diagnosed altogether, correct?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep.
And then you did spray Roundup just recently, so I put the last date you sprayed it just today, 3/24/2025. You were spraying it,
yep.
And it was residentially you sprayed it, correct?
Correct.
You're a citizen of the U.S.? And then
this is where we were.
Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma type diagnosis?
No.
All right. You're fine to claim for yourself, of course.
Yep.
And then Allen is A-L-L-E-N?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that was affected by Roundup similarly to you, like similar ailment that later was diagnosed after being exposed?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. Let me know if any of these apply to you. I'm going to just let me know. Ever diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, anything like that, organ transplant, hepatitis B or C?
No.
None of those apply? Okay, let me mark no.
Nope.
Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
I have diabetes, yeah.
All right. That's the only one that applies out of those four, though.
Say that again?
That was the only one that applies out of those four, correct?
Yeah.
Is the diabetes?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the CLL?
No.
Okay. And a family history of cancer, if you know of one?
No.
Okay. And then last name is G-A-Y-L-O-R-D?
Correct.
Are you a senior, junior, second, third?
Nope.
No, okay. And then I have to ask this, sir, can you confirm your gender for me?
Yeah, male.
Thank you. And then, I have to ask that one. Are you married?
Yes.
All right. What is your date of birth, sir?
3/27/49.
Are you 75? No, it's
coming about
up,
two more days.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, but
75. Okay, 75. I looked at the. I was like, oh man, it's coming up. And then, what is the last four of your social?
7/5/17.
How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer and your CLL? Would that have been like a TV ad, something you saw online?
Oh, I just had my annual physical has blood work.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up in the blood work on my annual physical about, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Okay. No, but did you see any commercials about like the lawsuit? Like when did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and the cancer?
Oh, I've been online, Facebook, and everywhere else for quite some time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, but Facebook. It just asks. Some of these are pretty innocuous. Sorry if they're. And then you first became aware your injuries would have been related to your Roundup. Would have been related to Roundup when you were diagnosed.
Yes.
And that would have been roughly like 2021 or so.
2021 or 22. I'm not sure exactly when.
If you had to estimate, what would you rather have me put down? Because they're going to pull the records. They just want to know where to look. If you put 22 and it's 21, it's fine. If you put 21 and it's 22, it's fine. Do you want me to put 21 or 22?
21.
Okay. All right. I just put January 21. What is your height, sir? How many feet?
6'3".
6'3". Okay. And weight?
245.
245. And then we're speaking on a cell phone?
Yes.
What's your best email address, sir?
agaylord327 at gmail.com.
This, of course, is the best number to reach you on, the one we're speaking on and we're corresponding through. It's a cell phone. And when the attorneys reach out, do you want them to call, text, or email you?
Makes no difference.
Okay. I'll put text just in case you miss it. I'll always be able to. It is that for some reason questions about next of kin came up here. I'm going to mark all these as no. I don't know why these came up. And then how many times per year would you say you use Roundup?
Oh, boy.
Or per month? 5%. Okay.
Per month?
Per year or month?
Per year, probably 5.
5. All right. No, I'll put 5. That's fine. And then what year roughly did you start spraying Roundup?
Oh, geez. What is this? 2024, probably.
Yeah, I can do the math. It was how many years? It was 40, right?
At least. Yeah, I'm going to say 1970-something.
Okay. 2025 minus 40. You think before that?
Oh, sure. I've used it forever. Gardens and stuff.
It came out in 74, once DDT was banned. Like DDT was banned in late 72. So you would first start saying roughly 75 then or so?
I would guess, yeah.
Okay. So you've been spraying about 50 years then. Okay. All right. Let me change this. I'm going to change it to 50, all right, instead of 40.
Sure.
Is that fine? Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying it? Gloves, glasses, no. Anything like that? That's fine.
I generally wear safety glasses, yeah.
Okay. All right. So safety glasses. Should I spell safety right? There we go. And then you would apply this in your garden at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gardening around ornamental shrubs, gravel driveway. There's a lot of it on gravel driveways.
Okay. Gravel driveway. Like between the rocks and like the middle of it so no weeds grow.
Sure.
I got you. Okay. The driveway. And what state did you mainly use the Roundup in?
Say that again?
What state did you use the Roundup in mostly?
Well, always Idaho.
Idaho, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it just gardening at home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of these are repetitive. I'm sorry again. And then you did personally spray Roundup, of course.
Yep.
How often were you present during the application of Roundup? Every time?
Nope.
The one spraying it? Here's an estimation. How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Basically, how many times would you say you sprayed it? It can be just a rough estimate.
Well, if you do the math.
I know. Would you say 500, 1,000 times?
40 times. No, but at least 500, yeah.
500, okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
All right, no. Have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
Herbicides, no. That's all I've ever used is Roundup.
Just Roundup. What about benzene? Have you been exposed to benzene that you know of?
No.
And then Agent Orange.
Yep.
You were exposed to Agent Orange? All right.
Yep.
Was that in the service?
Oh, of course.
You were in the service? All right.
Yes, I was.
All right. Thank you for your service. And the Roundup, was that concentrate or premix?
A concentrate. I always buy the concentrate.
And then where do you buy the Roundup?
Like local feed stores, hardware stores. Usually the feed store is the cheapest.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually that's always the cheaper option. Local feed store or hardware store. And you did, the Roundup was purchased from a company that is incorporated or as a principal place of business in the same state as you, a.k.a. it was in Idaho.
Yeah, it's always in Idaho. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have any receipts for any of the purchases of Roundup?
No.
All right, no. No. And then you still do have Roundup in your possession because you were spraying it pretty recently,
oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then it says,
right now I'm out in the shop and I've got a gallon jug of it sitting right here on the counter.
Yeah, keep that. And then it gets as if yes, do not destroy or tamper with it. So do keep that. They will. That's good proof. Have you ever smoked?
Yeah, I quit in 79.
Okay. How many years would you say you smoked for?
About six.
Six, okay. Are you currently employed?
No, I'm retired.
Did you lose any time from work because of the injury? The
non-Hodgkin's?
No. Yeah, okay. All right. And then you were in the military. What branch in the military were you in, sir?
Army.
Army. What years were you in the service?
68 through 71.
Thank you. Honorably discharged?
Yes.
Were you ever at Tool Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay. It's asking me for your Veterans Administration number. I'll put, we'll provide when attorney calls.
My Veterans Administration number?
I don't know why I'd ask this. It's redundant.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't. Same. I've spoken to many veterans too, and I'm confused by that. And then, do you go to the VA or receive any VA benefits?
Yes.
All right. Have you been involved in any other lawsuits?
No. Well, I was in trying to think of their names.
Mm-hmm.
There were some lawyers several years ago over this Roundup thing, and it just kind of, I never heard from them again.
You never signed any paperwork in regards to it, though?
No.
All right. Yeah, that's most likely why. And then never been involved in any other lawsuits, like asbestos, nothing else, correct?
Nope. No, I haven't.
All right. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim in regards to this?
No.
All right. And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then last one in regards to these, have you ever, other than minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket or speeding, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Thank you. And then what hospital do you go to? Or do you go to the VA?
VA.
What city is it in?
Lewiston.
Lewiston, L-E-W-I-S.
Yeah, L-E-W-I-S-T-O-N, Idaho, is the local clinic, but the hospital's in Walla Walla, Washington.
Okay. That's the closest one to you?
No, there's one in Spokane also. They're both 2 hours away.
Okay, the same basic. Okay. But the main one that you go to is the VA in Lewiston, the clinic?
Yeah.
On 23rd? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I have to just copy all their information. Hold on. Their phone number. 7784. There are, of course, medical records that do exist in regards to this, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to put the VA one more time here, sorry. Hospital name, VA name. It says date treated. I'm going to put when you were diagnosed. It's just roughly 01/01/2021. Healthcare facility, VA. Would you see the oncologist at the VA as well? At the Lewiston one?
They have a local oncologist here in Lewiston under contract. He does not work for the VA. He works for the St. Joe's Regional Medical Hospital.
Okay.
His name is Buckley.
What was the name?
Buckley.
Dr. Buckley.
Buckley.
Okay.
Just saw him last week.
Okay. Tyler Buckley?
Don't know. Dr. Buckley, that's all.
On Idaho Street, Suite A in Lewiston?
Yes, that's him. Yep.
Okay. Let me put that down. So you go to your primer at the VA and then they send you to him?
Yes. Yeah. Once a year I go see Buckley.
Okay. What did he say when you saw him recently? How you doing?
Well, the white blood cell count is just progressing upward like it's supposed to.
And then what treatments have you received in regards to the CLL, sir? Have you had stem cell, chemo?
No.
What's
they just monitor.
Monitoring? Okay.
Yeah. I do blood work twice a year and talk to the oncologist once a year. Well, I talk to him the other 6 months, but I don't see him personally. The other 6 months, just a phone call, and he says, yep, your white blood cell count's still elevated. We'll see you in 6 months. And I see him once a year.
So would you see him every... So they're monitoring, and then you see the oncologist every 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. If it goes to see his oncologist every 12 months. I'm going to mark it as other instead of no treatment since they're monitoring. So, and then what is the best physical address for you, sir?
3725.
Mm-hmm.
22nd Street. That's in Lewiston, Idaho.
Lewiston, Idaho. 83501?
Correct.
Okay. Lewiston. Nez Pierce County, is that right? Am I saying that right?
Yep, Nez Pierce County, yep.
Okay. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact in regards to this, sir?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let me confirm everything with you, and then I will send you this document. Have you done DocuSign before, ever, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, shouldn't be too hard then. And then I'll let you know the call is recorded, of course. The first time we spoke, I was at this time. You would like to participate in the roundup lawsuit. You do not have an attorney in regards to it, and you have not signed anything in regards to it. That is all correct?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
That is all correct. And then you were diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. That is correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then roughly the date of diagnosis was in 2021.
Correct.
Right. And then you were between 50 to 79 years old. You were between 50 to 79 when diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you did spray Roundup within 20 years of being diagnosed, roughly sprayed Roundup for about 50 years, did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more, at least 500 hours of exposure, roughly, and then did spray Roundup at least 1 year before diagnosis, and recently did spray Roundup. I just put today as the most recent date. That is all correct?
Sure.
All right. And then you were directly exposed. This was residential, and you are a resident of the United States. I'm sorry, citizen of the United States. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you had more than one. You did not have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. You're filing this claim for yourself. And then unsure if anybody else was affected similarly to you in regards to Roundup. And then never diagnosed with HIV or AIDS. Never had an organ transplant. Hepatitis B and C is no. Autoimmune disease, no. Everything is no except for diabetes. That is correct in regards to those
questions. Type 2 diabetes.
Yep. And then Allen is A-L-L-E-N, and then last name Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D.
Correct.
And you are a male, and then you are married, and then birth date is 3/27/1949, and you are 75 for 3 more days.
Correct.
And then last four, is it okay if I repeat it? Mm-hmm. 75/17, that is correct?
7/5/17, correct.
Yep. And then heard about it, Facebook or online, about the Roundup being linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphomas. I put the date of when you were diagnosed as 2021 is when you might have heard about that. You are 6'3", 245. And then We are speaking on a smartphone. Email is A and then last name, Gaylord327@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. And then this is the best number, of course, to reach you on.
Correct.
And then asking me these questions, I don't know why, about documentation. I'm marking them all as no. It's asking me something about power of attorney. I'm marking it as no. Next of kin, marking it as no. Testamentary, no, because you're filing it for yourself. I don't know why these came up. And then use Roundup around five or six times per year. Did start spraying Roundup roughly, to the best of your knowledge, 1975. And did wear safety glasses when applying Roundup, Kate, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then you would apply Roundup to home garden and around the gravel driveway, a lot on the gravel driveway, you said. And then also Idaho is the state you used it in.
Yes.
And then gardening at home, you did personally spray the Roundup. You were the one spraying it, so every time was the one spraying it for how often you were doing it, how often you were there, basically. And then make sure I spelled every time correct. Okay, there we go. And then around 500 exposures to Roundup in your life, you had to estimate, did not get your water from a well. Exposed to other herbicides, no. Benzene, no. Agent Orange, yes, because of the service. We'll get to those in just a second. And then it was concentrate Roundup, purchased in the same state you were in, Idaho. Local feed store or hardware store. No receipts, but you do have a bottle of Roundup in your possession. Just keep that, of course. You did smoke, stopped in 1979, I think you said, and then it was smoked for about 6 years, right?
Right.
And then not employed, of course, because you are retired, I take it, and then did not lose any time from work because of the CLL.
No.
Right. And then you are in the military, or I'm sorry, I guess R does still make sense. Military, yes, in the Army, 68 to 71, honorably discharged, never at Tool Depot or Lejeune. And then the Veterans Administration number, we're both unsure about what that is, so we'll provide when attorney calls, and then you do go to the VA and receive benefits.
Yep.
Let me see what this means real quick. Hold on. It's just I think it's if you have like a certain correspondence at the VA or something like a person that helped you out. I don't know why that's on there either. And then never involved in any other lawsuits, have not filed the workers' comp or disability claim in regards to this, and never filed bankruptcy. That is all correct?
Correct.
And then other than traffic offenses, never been convicted of a crime?
Oh. All
right. And then Lewiston VA Clinic is where you go on 1630 23rd Avenue, Building 2 in Lewiston, Idaho. That is correct?
Correct.
And then I forgot to ask you this one question. How has the diagnosis of lymphoma, the CLL, impacted your life?
It hasn't.
It has not? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you felt no more fatigue, nothing like that?
Oh, sure. But no, I'm 75 years old.
Okay.
Expect that.
I got to put some. So I'll put fatigue. I'll just put fatigue for now. And then there are medical records that do exist, of course, and that would be Lewiston VA Clinic. I put date treated. Just I guess we could put – when did you go to your – I guess that was for the oncologist. Never mind. So I put date treated 2021 at the Lewiston VA. That's when you first were diagnosed, roughly 2021, Lewiston VA. And then you go see Tyler Buckley once a year. He's your oncologist on 1250 Idaho Street in Lewiston.
Correct.
And then Dr. Buckley monitors, and he's monitoring the CLL, and you go to your oncologist once a year, so every 12 months.
Yes.
All right. And then address is 3725 22nd Street in Lewiston, Idaho, 83501.
Correct.
And then emergency contact, we are leaving blank. Sending a text right now, hold on. Well, I might have to copy everything over because it logged me out. Bear with me. Oh, yep, I do. Hold on. I have to copy everything we just went over. It logged me out of the... Sorry. Hold on one second. This is going to take me like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm sorry. All the questions I asked you, it all... because you didn't sign me out, so they all went away. Can't send it. Give me 1 second, sir. Sorry. Yes. No. No. You are diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I feel bad I'm making you wait. I'm so sorry. Around 50. Yes. 500. At least 1 year. March 24, 2025. Last time you sprayed directly. Residential. Citizen of the States. No self. NA. What do you take for the, do you take insulin for the diabetes?
Say that again?
Do you take any insulin for the diabetes?
Metformin.
Oh, that's okay. My loved one takes metformin, so.
Yep. I was diagnosed just about the same time as the leukemia.
Really? They catch the leukemia pretty early, I take it, right?
Yeah, they just caught it in a regular, blood sample that I do every year for my physical.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a routine check? You went in for a routine checkup and they came back and that's it?
Yeah, every year I go, the VA does physical, which includes blood work, and it came back with diabetes and leukemia about the same time.
Really? Ugh. This updated form I'm using does not have the questions about the estate and stuff. I don't know why I was asking those. So that's better, at least. Mobile. Older texts. Still asking these ones for a spouse. I don't know why. I'm just going to put yes to show you have documents. I'm going to put no about documents to show your power of attorney because you're filing it for yourself. I don't know why that question comes up. Five times roundup. 01-01-1975. Yes. Safety glasses. I'm almost done. I'm just getting the last ones. Gardening at home. How often are you present? Every time. No water well. No other herbicides, benzene, no, Agent Orange, yes, concentrate, yes. No, yes, did smoke, 6 years, three, yes, Army.
It was 60 to 71, you were in the Army, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We'll provide to attorney on the, I think the Veterans Administration number they're asking for is like just the local VA's number. I'll leave it those, like what we said, is because me and you are both confused on that. And then the crime one is no. And then I have to just copy the Lewiston VA one more time. I'm sorry. At least I didn't lose any information. This one, I'm glad I don't have to ask you these questions over again. I would feel real bad. Fatigue. Lewiston. 101-21. The healthcare facility, named, treated. Tyler Buckley. Phone number. Other. Monitoring. The stomatologist. 37-25, 22nd.
There we go. I'm back to the emergency contact 1 second. All right. I'm going to now send, be able to send you the text. Hold on. I did miss a box. Let me see what I missed. 1 second. I missed one question on here while it's filling it back out. What was the question I missed? Oh. Permission to contact for the emergency contact was that I missed. Don't have one, so I will put yes. All right, and now you will receive a text and an email right now.
Okay.
It'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Well, that'll be the text or the email?
Both. You should have just got it right now, a text and an email.
Okay.
And then you want to click on that link.
Hang on just a second here.
You're good. Take your time.
Third glasses here. There.
Take your time. There's no rush.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the text first.
It'll come. It won't be from this number. It'll be from a five. It'll be from like a five-digit number.
Yeah, 21093.
Yep. Exactly.
Massachusetts wants to send you DocuSign.
You want to say yes to allow for that, and then after that, it should see like a yellow continue.
Okay, SMS, Massport Strategies.
That's who I work for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You want to say yes to that for the allow SMS?
I did.
And then once you
loading.
Say... Yeah, it is. Takes a second sometimes.
What's used allow while visiting this site, correct?
You can, to the location, you can allow or not allow. That one doesn't matter for the location. And then the next one, you'll see an I agree and then a continue button.
It says this site can't ask for your permission. Try again. What the hell is that all about?
Turn your brightness up, I think, maybe. Let me see what happened. Let's see.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you consented SMS. I think it's the brightness on the screen.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I see you're in it.
By client signature. Okay,
and then it's going to ask you to draw your signature. You can either select a style or draw it as best as you can and then do adopt and confirm or adopt
yep.
and sign. And then that saves it. And then anywhere there's yellow, you just tap it and then it will fill in. And then once you see finish, hit finish. And then I will send you a text once you hit finish from the number we're speaking on. And then just so you know, the firm's name and their number. And then these are basically just giving them permission to reach out to you and then to pull your records if you do want to move forward after speaking with them.
Adopt and initial.
Yeah, it might ask for your initial on the second or very last page. That one, just draw your initials and then adopt an initial. It saves it. And then after that, you should see the finish. And once you hit finish, it'll basically give them consent to call you and then start pulling the records after speaking with you. And then I also have to read you like a short paragraph, basically just says what I'm telling you now. They're going to call you in 24 to 48 hours and things like that. So.
Right. All right.
And then if you hit finish and it takes you up, you might have missed the yellow field. So. I'm going to draft you up a text right now.
I think it's all done.
Let me see if I got the email. No, I didn't get an email yet. I think you, if you hit finish and it took you anywhere there's a yellow, just tap the yellow. You might have missed one.
I think so.
my thing being slow? Hold on.
Hit finish and I go. It sends me back several pages. Check one. Am I supposed to initial each one of these?
Yeah, you just tap all those yellow. Just tap those yellow and it should fill in your initials or your signature, whichever one it asks for. Because I know you already did the initials and the signature once. So yeah, if you hit finish and it takes you anywhere, you just have to tap the yellow required or sign here on that page.
Okay. You're done signing, it says. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got the email. There you go. Yep. And then I'm going to text you now from this number we're speaking on. So if you don't hear from the firm A4D or Pulaski, it would be A4D/Pulaski, within basically by Wednesday at this time, give me a call back. But once your file passes quality assurance, I'll most likely give you a call back probably tomorrow morning, because it might take like an hour or two for them to review everything to make sure I told you the call is recorded to confirm the diagnosis that you said. So most likely I'll call you tomorrow and transfer you over to them. But if you do hear from the attorneys before them, just make sure it's A4D Pulaski. Before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. This is the paragraph I have to read you. It's basically what I was just telling you. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize it. I will be calling you within the next few hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you directly to them and introduce you. Most likely that'll be tomorrow morning. Are you free to talk tomorrow morning?